The situation of refugees in the Balkan region is off the radar in Germany, but still many people are stuck in Bosnia and Serbia, and they try to reach the European Union, especially through Croatia. But the governments in the Balkan states, they fail to provide humanitarian aid and provide for the basic needs of these refugees. How can I imagine the support infrastructure of NGOs there?
Yes, it seems that governments of Bosnia and Serbia are even deliberately not providing enough support to the people who might ask for asylum in their countries as well. So by providing conditions which are below the humanitarian minimum, they're silently encouraging these people to continue further towards the European Union. But unfortunately, at the Croatian borders, they're faced with immense violence and illegal pushbacks. So in a way, the governments in the Balkans are now playing a very violent ping-pong with these people. NGOs are the only ones providing any sort of support to the refugees who are not staying in the official camps. There are many informal settlements in the northern part of Bosnia and the northern Serbia. So little collectives like, for example, No Name Kitchen, and also the volunteers of Border Violence Monitoring Network, which our organization is part of, are present in these border regions and providing clothes, food, really basic necessities, while bigger international organizations work in the official camps.
The states in the Balkan region, including Croatia, they are tightening their stance against refugees, and that includes also the eviction of informal camps. And that also happens in Bosnia, where the situation was more relaxed in the beginning. Your organization, Are You Serious, is providing humanitarian aid and is also collecting and publishing information on the situation of refugees. What this new tightened situation means for the work of your organization?
When we are providing humanitarian assistance only, or when we are developing integration programs, then we are, so to speak, in the safe zone. We have a free shop for people who live in Zagreb now, or refugees who are passing through Zagreb, but we can only cater the needs of those who are officially registered, because it would be illegal for us to provide assistance to those who are silently passing through our country. And it seems that there is a lot of these people as well. But they are really pushed to the outskirts of not only the cities, but they're passing through, for example, inaccessible mountain and forest terrains because they're actually afraid to approach anyone in the fear of the pushback. So when we start talking about these people, when we start talking about people whose basic human rights are not respected in our country, then the situation turns for worse. So, for example, we have a very good cooperation with the Ministry of Interior when we are doing educational program for children. But when we start publishing documents about up to 10,000 people who are illegally pushed back from Croatia every year, then we are facing a big backlash from the authorities. It culminated in a case where one of our volunteers was convinced for the illegal assisted in the illegal border crossing, which he never did, and the ministry also tried to ban the work of our NGO in Croatia.
I was told that many NGOs gave up since they faced restrictive laws, not only in Croatia but also in Bosnia. How can NGOs resist against the pressure put on them by authorities?
I think it is very important to stay in the domain of safe and the legal, because if we are calling out Croatian authorities for not respecting human rights and not respecting laws of our country, then we cannot be the ones who are interpreting the law in a more flexible way, so to speak, let alone maybe really doing something which would be illegal. The problem is that even when we are doing everything by law, it seems that it is actually the government who is interpreting the law in a way that suits them best. So we really had court cases against people who didn't commit any crimes. We had intimidation against volunteers. Some of our volunteers have been unlawfully detained in police stations up to 10 hours and threatened with criminal prosecution. What we are doing is we are being very vocal about this. I think when we start, when we allow that our voice actually, you know, is silenced, then in this silence, even worse violations can happen. So we are, for example, regularly reporting to the European Parliament, to the European Commission, to the Council of Europe, but also local politicians and the media about what is happening with our NGO.
And if you're reporting to like an European level or to other to civil organizations in other European states, how is the reaction like of especially of politicians? Like how they react to the information you provide?
I must say we really received a lot of support from the members of European Parliament, especially those who are connected with the leftist or green parties. There is some skepticism from those who are more on the right or even far right because they're the natural allies of now government in Croatia, which is also right-wing. But even them, when we provide enough data, they understand that violations are even happening in Croatia. So I think this balance of international pressure and also standing up for ourselves locally is the only thing we can do. And of course, we will never allow that any sort of political pressure ends our work because we will be here as long as these people need us in hopes that the governments will be those who will continue to provide the support that we are providing now.
Germany is far away, but the problems which you face is like they're connected to European politics. So it's also a matter of the people here. What kind of international support can help your organizations or others on the ground? What can I do here?
By sharing information, by contributing with the information and about the situation that you are facing and that, for example, refugees in Germany are facing. I think this is one of the ways that we can really support each other just by letting each other know what is happening in which region. Also, there is a very practical way how you could help. For example, Are You Serious is the only NGO in Croatia providing hygiene products for asylum seekers in Croatia. So stuff like shampoo, soap, washing powder, this is something that we always need. So any sort of humanitarian action to collect these items or to donate a bit of money for us to be able to buy these things for the people, this is like a very practical, very basic way of how you can help. And also, if anybody would like to join any of the NGOs working in the Balkans now, we are always very happy to accept long-term volunteers, so people who are able to stay, let's say, for 2 months or more.